What's going on, my beautiful people? We are here. It's Thursday, another great day inside the Black Actors Studio. I have two amazing guests joining me in the studio today. You don't want to miss this, so stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, there it is. What's up, everybody? Thursday, a great day here in Hollywood. Welcome inside the Black Actors Studio. I have two amazing guests joining me today in the studio. First off, he is a chief content officer of the On Channel, a producer and content creator, Brookshire Lafayette. And the next one joining me, Alexander Gray. You've seen her on Empire, How to Get Away with Murder, Transparent, Drunk History. She is an actress, writer, director. Alexander Gray, the great Black Actors Studio, is very proud to welcome.
Thank you.
Alexandra and Brookshire. You know, you like how I put the great
on
there?
Yeah, I like that, the great.
The great.
That's gonna be my first album.
Hey, what's good? How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to have you two in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have two guests on at the same time a lot here in the studio, so it's always a pleasure.
Can you handle it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I can.
Black excellence.
It's a lot of black excellence.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just making sure you can handle it.
Oh, I can handle that hat, though. Let's talk about that hat for a second. That's dope.
This hat, it's in the Christmas spirit. You know what I'm saying? Ed Hardy, I got to give vintage Ed Hardy, you know, a little
hey, there you go.
We got a whole collection of hats.
Yes, hat guy.
For those of you can't see the hat that are listening right now, it's dope. It's on point.
Appreciate that, my brother.
For sure.
I appreciate that.
So I would like to first, Alexander, congratulate you.
Yes. Thank you.
On Empire and How to Get Away to Murder. Mm. Like this, these are two of my favorite shows.
Thank you.
It had to be incredible. So how was it being on set for those shows?
Gosh, it's been amazing. It's been a great year. I've been working a lot and I'm so grateful for that. But it's been wonderful. I mean, this is actually my first time getting to work on shows that you know, have a predominantly African-American cast
and
you know, has a lot of diversity behind the scenes. And so it's been wonderful to just see all this, you know, all this magic on set. And everybody's been so wonderful. I feel like for the first time since Transparent, I feel like Empire has welcomed me to the family.
Hey,
so I feel part of the family.
Oh,
so
that's, that nice. Is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Brookshire, this year has also done you well.
Yeah. Doing some things.
Doing some things. Congratulations on the On Channel.
Thank you, man. It's a big responsibility.
But, it is.
You know, I'm enjoying being able to get, you know, help content creators get their stuff out
right
there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I always wanted to be in that green light position. And so to be able to green light the content, there's millions of content, thousands of content out here, and people want and need a chance.
Right.
Being able to give them that chance is very gratifying, I gotta say. Definitely.
That's awesome. Yes. And you also gave me that chance.
Yeah.
As I say every show.
Definitely.
You can find,
we appreciate
season
you
one.
Having us on here and working with us, man.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's needed. As I read with you, you know, we have the new magazine coming out soon, the December issue. And you're in there, so everybody gotta check that out. It's gonna be hitting digitally, not tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow. But you said that you liked it, your show was created from the, was it Lipton show? What was it?
Yeah, Jane Lipton, Inside the Actor Studio.
Correct. And so that was one of my great shows as well. So I commend you. And I was like, want that show.
Let's add a little color to it and some flavor.
Right,
you know,
are
we good?
That part.
Now, you know, in the studio, we always start from the beginning. Alexandra, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Hey!
Yeah.
See, this is no coincidence. I have so many Chicago guests on. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So many.
Okay.
It's coincidence, okay? And I don't plan this.
773. I'm 708.
Okay.
From the suburbs.
Well, my granny is from 773.
I did 773, and then I moved to 815. You know that?
That's
the suburb, southwest suburb.
Oh, I used to go to church in Kankakee.
Oh.
That's like 815, right?
Yeah.
Now, was it safe for y'all? y'all to go to the grocery store? Did y'all parents tell you to put your shoes on just in case you had to run or fight when you left the house?
When I was younger. We ain't gonna talk about that part.
When I was 30, my grandma still said, "No, put your shoes on, tie them up tight. You never know if you gotta run." I'm like, "Lord, grandma, you live in Peel Hill. You should be fine, right?"
Go to the candy store on the corner. No. Nice. Brookside, where are you born?
I was born in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Big shout outs to Jayville. So hey. Military town. Definitely. Yeah. Love military town. The water close to, for those that don't know, it's between like New Bern, Raleigh, New Bern, Raleigh, Fayetteville-ish, close to the water, definitely.
Okay, and how was the dynamics in your house growing up?
Well, I have military father, you know what I'm saying? He traveled a whole bunch, so mom raised us mostly, you know, up until, I would say, probably about middle school. She raised three fine boys, nice. You know. Big shout-outs to my mom, Duke's bro, and my dad, you know. Married, been married 43 years, this December, actually. 43 wow. years. Parents been married for 43 years, and so big shout-outs to everyone there. So, you know, it was a little different back then, military family, but we were raised with a lot of love, a lot of care, and allowed us to be our own selves, and I appreciate that. I got a chance to do what I felt like doing, basically, right. And you know, and that's a beautiful thing. That's awesome. A beautiful thing. Definitely. That's awesome.
Alexander, how was the dynamics in your household? Were you close to? Do you have siblings? Were you close to your parents?
I grew up in foster care, so
how was that for you?
I grew up in like 8 foster homes, so you know, my kind of upbringing is a lot different. It's not so traditional, but you know, obviously, you know, I'm trans, so it was. You know, I don't know. I feel like back growing up, I really didn't have the language to figure out what it was. So I really didn't have to deal with, you know, the whole trans problem until I was in college, really. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it was you know, everything that you hear about, you know, growing up in foster care. There's the abuse, there's the violence, the drugs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I didn't have the best upbringing, but, you know, everything's fine now.
Right.
Can I ask you a quick question? Did you celebrate like any type of traditional family stuff with the different foster homes, like around the holiday or anything?
Well, yeah. There's Christmases and stuff like that. But I think what it was like.
Stuff like that, right.
Mm-hmm. But it was like a thing to where you always knew that you were different.
Yeah.
Like that you weren't, this wasn't your family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, unfortunately, those are the type of homes that I grew up in where, you know, that is kind of how they made you feel. You may get a pair of socks on Christmas, and everybody else is getting like 10 and 15 gifts.
Mm. That's when I knew Christmas was over, when I started getting wrapped up socks. Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't really have a sense of like what that's like, and maybe now that I'm, you know, an adult and will have my own family, maybe I'll
create your own tradition.
Yeah, create that what's like. Because right now, like Christmas and like Thanksgiving, I don't really like celebrate that. I mean, it's not that I don't want to, but, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I am, like, excited about, right?
Well, I got a plate for you, so don't worry about it.
I appreciate that.
You giving out plates and stuff. I ain't getting no plate, y'all.
Well,
it's okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's a new season.
I'm gonna bring some vegan dishes to the next one.
See, I remember one time speaking on that. I remember one time going out with a really good friend of mine, and it was vegan dishes all over the table, and people were just like, oh my God, just eating. That was the one time I was hungry after I left. I was hungry. I had to go get me a slice of pizza.
You ain't had none of my vegan dishes.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
That's
and trick
what it
me.
Is.
All right, it's good.
Alexander, you are the second trans guest I had on the show. I had Ashton Grooms, which played Dior on Star.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing guest. And so what's some of these things that you went through, these experiences, how did it create you and mold you to the person you are today?
Think that, like, I always tell people, like, I never live with regrets, right? I can never be upset about anything that has happened in my past, because every moment, everything has led me to this moment,
right?
To this moment sitting here with you guys, to everything that I'm doing career-wise, and maybe I'm making a difference in someone's life. So I feel like it's made me a stronger person because I had to go through that kind of stuff, and I was strong enough to get through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and now maybe I can tell that story and sort of help someone else who may not feel like there's a way out. So that I think that's the best thing that I can take away from just my experiences and my upbringing, is that I just have, you know, the potential to help somebody else get through
that's
it.
That's a great way to look at it. Brookshire, when did you get this this inkling that you wanted to start creating, that you wanted to be a part of that process?
Well, you know, I believe.
Let me clear the throat.
Clear this throat real quick so I can answer your question. I believe that you know, we should always go from one level to the next, right? So I started off with being talent, you know, doing what you're doing with, you know, in similar situations here with hosting and things. And I still will go back to doing that because I believe in connecting with the people.
Former AfterBuzz host right
exactly.
there. Let's go.
Thank you. Big shout-outs to AfterBuzz, Maria, Kevin, definitely. But I definitely believe on giving back. And that was one of the reasons why I started hosting, you know, and giving opportunity just like what you're doing here with telling people stories, getting people familiar with the, you know, what people have. Not only their content that they put out there, but what who they are, right? And so this was just another level in the progression of moving things along. You know, sometimes you get tired of waiting for someone to give you something. That was how I was when I used to model. Okay, back in the day, I went from the process of not. I was like, you know what? I want to go from saying, Mr. Brookshire, what size you need to be this size, to Mr. Brookshire, what sizes are you? Because when they come to you and say, what sizes are you? That means you put something in place to put yourself in a leadership spot or in an ownership spot where now you're moving the show and helping flow the conversation.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to do and plan on doing. The next goal is continuing to grow into investing, right? Being able to invest into not only those projects, because one of the things we do on the On Channel was we create original content. And so investing into these creative minds to give them not only a shot to be distributed, but also to get the project done.
Right.
Because a lot of people need to get their project done. And so that's what motivates me as a producer, as a former talent agent, manager, working with getting things done and knowing everybody hit that same process of, okay, now that I've got it done, it might have taken 5-10 years sometimes to get a project done, a movie or TV show. Where do I put it? How do I put it? Or can I get it made, this idea that is brewing in my system? And so that's what motivated me, honestly, and continues to motivate me.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Nice. Alexandra, when did you get this start of wanting to perform? And did you go to any schools? Did you start training? When was that?
Well, I think growing up, I was always like wanting to be into the arts. Like I was like the only eighth grader who was in the musical Once on This Island. Like, everybody laughed at me. I was teased. I was like the only black, and I was, you know, a young male at the time. And so it was like, what are you doing liking this? And I really had a High School Musical moment because I ran track in high school and I was really good at it. I was like state champion. Like it it was really, really good. I was
just saying, okay.
And so I was really good, but I also was on show choir. It was like that thing where I felt like, you know, Vanessa Hudgens, and I had to choose between like, oh, like I literally, I remember my last race I ever did in high school. I had to, I raced and I had to get to the auditorium to go on stage to do show choir, which everybody thought was like so gay and all this stuff. But that was kind of how I really started. And then after college, and I got kicked out of my foster home, and you know, my family wouldn't have anything to do with me. I was just like, I'm going to move to LA and, you know, I'm going to be an actress.
Right.
And so that's kind of how it started for me.
How was that transition to moving to LA? Because, you know, a lot of people would love to hear your story of transitioning, moving to LA. It's pretty tough sometimes. And so
you
how'd that go for you?
You know what? I just put in my mind, I was like, I have nothing to lose. My family don't want me. I have no place to live. I'm living on the streets in Chicago. It's too cold. You have to literally just be fearless. And literally, I had nothing to fear at that point. So I came here knowing that I had no place to go. I was going to live in a shelter. And literally, I asked God, I said, give me a sign of that this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. And literally, soon as I landed, I checked my email, and this was when Craigslist was like getting you know, people jobs and stuff. And I had booked a movie. Literally, the night that I landed here, I had booked background on a movie, and I was like, oh my gosh, maybe this was it. And so the second day I was here, homeless, I was on a set working, doing background, and I was like, that was my sign. And ever since, I mean, you know, I just
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Nice.
Brookshire, did you have any nicknames growing up?
Actually, one of my beloved aunties that transitioned not too long ago used to call me Juicy.
Juicy Fruit, no.
Juicy, no. Yeah, but really, because when I was a kid, I used to spit all up in her face when she would be talking, you know. I would, you know, she'd be like, hey, baby, what's going on? And I just started talking and talking, and she'd just be wiping her face.
Oh, my God.
Asking me questions, and she'd call me Juicy. None of my aunties knew my name, I don't think, until I became an adult, because they'll try to call my name and call me all my other cousins' names. You know, Curtis? Chris? Like, just call me Juicy. I mean, I might be 35. Just call me Juicy.
Juicy, wow.
Right, that's
an interesting part. I gotta take a moment for that. I'm just gonna call you Juicy.
No, that's a family name. You know? Yeah. You call me Juicy, I'll be like, who this brother talking
right.
to? You ain't a part of the family.
Brother. Oh my God. So this question is for both of you. Were there any television shows or films or actors when you were growing up that really inspired you to be in this industry? Alexandra, I'm gonna start with you.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, I can't say that, right? Because I grew up in the hood, right? So you don't even think about, you know, TV and actors and like what goes into making a television show. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't think about that stuff, right? Because all you know is the hood, right? Like, all you know is just whatever you're watching. So to me, I didn't really have that. But I think that obviously, like, you know, actresses like Laverne Cox, you know what I mean, and Isis King, who are, you know, trans women I saw, that is kind of when I really was like, wow, I want to do what they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, be on television and be an actress. So I think it wasn't until after high school that I really started to be like, oh, I want to be an actress, and those were the girls that I saw.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to probably say two. I'm going to give you a movie and a TV show recently. I'm going to say the movie would probably be The Great Debaters, right? That was one movie that I just... anybody that watched it, and big shout outs to Denzel Whitaker. He has a Criminal on channel. He's a director and producer writer as well. So definitely make sure you're checking out his work. And he's in the new edition of the magazine coming out. So make sure you keep your eyes out on that. Yeah. So that inspired me immensely to be like, I wanted to be an actor. Like, I have a vision board, right? And on my vision board, I have an Oscar on there and like a Tony and an Emmy. So I want to be able to get into that realm one day. And that made me. That one.
Okay.
And then I would say television would probably be Greenleaf on the On channel. Greenleaf, I really have to say, you know, they really give you some compelling performances. They're captivating. It makes you just sit back and say, I want to be on there. Right. I want to produce things like that. I want to be a part of making TV and content like that. And so those are the kind of shows that honestly that have really got my temperature boiling, I would say, to get into the business and keeps me motivated. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to come back to Alexandra because you mentioned Laverne Cox. And I want to hear a little bit about your transitioning story and also where do you believe that transgender actors are going in the industry, the future of that.
Just
touch a little bit on that.
I definitely feel like things are a lot different. Like, when I first really got my shot was, like, in 2016. Like, I never saw, like, this was before Pose.
Right,
this was before, you know, any of the other shows. Now there's lots and lots of trans actors and characters in regular roles.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was just, you know, I hadn't seen anybody but Laverne Cox. And so... it was definitely a different time, and after that, I did not work, right? So, like, 2016 was great. 7 guest stars on primetime television. It was like, woo! Nobody talked about it. but we're not gonna talk about that. Black trans women on primetime. Nobody
talked about it, and I'm joking.
Yeah. But it was like, after that, nobody would hire me. Like, I mean, it was just like, I couldn't book a recurring role. I couldn't book anything after having this successful year. And so, to me, I was noticing that, like, Hollywood was casting lots of trans roles, but they were either white or, you know, not black. And so, for me, I was just, like, really down and out. I mean, my lights got cut off in 2017. Like, I was working in a department store. Like, you know, this is stuff that people don't talk about. But
right.
I'm like, you know.
A nursing home, too, or something?
I was working. You could be. Let me tell
you. All right. You just going all this stuff out.
Did I read that somewhere?
Yeah. I was doing caregiving and I was doing housekeeping. Thank you. Like getting recognized, taking out trash at the super mall, like literally, like it was just like that. That's how serious it was. And so now I think things have definitely changed now that Pose is on television. And, you know, American Horror Story. And now they're starting to give trans actors of color. There's a trans, one of my friends, Brian Michael Smith, is on the new 911 series. And so they're really starting to give trans actors of color, you know, big opportunities as well. And like Empire is like my biggest opportunity, you know, and people would think like, oh my gosh, you've been doing so much. And it's like, this is my biggest gig that I've gotten. And so I definitely feel hopeful that things are changing and that next year I'm probably going to be a series regular playing a non-trans role and everything's going to be fine. So that's where we hope to get to next year.
Can I ask Benjamin, like with that, and I don't know if he was going to ask, like, do you ever want to, like, as a trans, like, just play the role of a woman? And is that possible, or do you always have to play a role of a, you know, a trans actress in the you know, whatever role that you play?
Yeah, I mean, wait, say the first part again?
As a trans actress, is your goal to play roles as just a trans actress, like in the role as a trans actress in that actual role, or is it to be an actual audition for like a woman's role and be playing a regular woman and no one knows the difference?
Because the breakdowns come as trans.
You're going to get into a lot of trouble. You can't say regular woman. You got to say cis women.
Okay, y'all. Let me talk to y'all for a second.
No, I'm kidding.
Please excuse him for his...
No, it's like literally I don't believe in like, you know, crucifying people because, you know, that like this it is different and like it's a teaching thing. Like, and you said nothing wrong, you know what I mean? But yeah, the goal is to, I just want to be an actress,
right?
I do think the fact that me being trans has helped me a lot, right? I mean, in terms of, you know, when it comes to those roles, it is a smaller pool of actresses as opposed to just competing with you know, cis black actresses, right? You know what I mean? That there's a lot of competition. And I'm looking forward to that competition, right? I'm looking forward to going out for those roles and just, you know, competing and for those roles with everybody. So, but so that's the goal, I think, is that we just want to, you know, we want to act, right?
I mean, you're Alexandra Gray. You're not, you know.
She catches.
I'm kidding. She catches
everything as a joke, honestly. Like, hey, she's a funny person. I love that she handles it all.
But you want to be known by your name, you know, not necessarily
trans.
You know what I mean?
Right, so that's definitely the goal.
That's the goal. I mean, that's what it should be.
Right.
Give me one of your favorite memories on Empire set.
Oh God. Okay, so Terrence Howard is wonderful, right? He's almost like he's like my brother slash my dad. Like, he's really, really nice. And the first day that we met was our scene, the flashback scene from episode 8, and I had to, you know, transform back into Melvin, who I was before in the show. And that was my first time meeting him and our first scene with him, and it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, he's meeting me and I don't look that good, you know. But it was a really emotional scene. We cried together. He held me in that scene, and it was just so beautiful. And then the next scene was my big performance scene, so I had to get all glammed. I walked past his trailer, and he's like, damn, you clean up nicely. And I was like, well, thank you. Right. So it's just been wonderful. Like, literally, he plays the piano on set, and we sing together. Like, it, so just from day one, like, he's been just so wonderful, and he's like a mentor, and he gives me such good advice. So it's been wonderful. I never would have expected that. So
that's I haven't met Terrence, but I always get good vibes and energy every time I see him, or, you know, on TV and things like that. So hopefully he'll be in the studio soon. So this is questions for both of you. Brookshire, we're going to start with you. You know, you're out and about in Hollywood meeting everybody, right?
Correct. That I do.
Connecting everywhere.
Right.
Is there anyone in particular you would love to work with or have the opportunity to meet?
Well, being in the position of running a network, a streaming network, which is constant content, you know, of course, And then getting into the investing world, I would say I would love to really connect with Robert Smith, that is also working with Deion Taylor over at Hidden Empire. Mm-hmm. I'd love to connect with him and also Brian Allen. Mm-hmm. I'm saying his name, Byron Allen. I think that their minds are in the right place. They have the financial means and the distribution channels to be able to really grow something in the backbone. And so I would love to partner, I would say, with these individuals, because I feel like we are in the same mind and wavelength.
Right.
They just meet, they're further ahead. Everybody has to start from somewhere. And so that would be who I would want to synergize with and to transition not only the On Channel into another levels, but all of my other projects that I have my hands on. Because as you know, I started off as a talent manager in that capacity, working with best-selling books. One of my top authors was Dr. Joyce that wrote Soul Food back in the day. So we have a couple of best-selling books that we have putting out there. Big shout-outs to even Dr. Holly Carter, amazing woman that is, we're working together to try to push out some of the projects and the producing aspect on some of the things that we have going on. So I would say, I would say that, but I will say this. Usually if I see you and if I get a chance to get in your vicinity, we don't know each other.
you
can believe that. That's just who I am. I'm a firm believer on making sure that I don't let opportunity pass.
Right.
If I'm aware and conscious of it being in front of me, and I would say that to anyone, you know, go after it. Go after it. I mean, you have to. Because, it's not promised a second chance. Some people come in L.A., and I've realized that they may be here just visiting or popped in or plane could have been delayed or whatever the case may be, or a layover, and they're just here for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that opportunity, get the email address, make the connection, because you never know what that leads into, and it could be years until you might see that person again, if you see them again sometimes. So I definitely believe that.
And you know what, I just was talking to one of my friends about like that, not necessarily in the context of like the industry, but we were at a restaurant in Pasadena, and the busboy was, he follows me on Instagram. I can't tell this story.
Oh,
never mind. It was like he was in the restaurant and like we locked eyes, right? And like we just kept flirting with each other, right? And what happens is, it's like obviously he's at work, so he can't necessarily be like, here's my number.
Right.
Can I get your number?
That
right?
Part.
Some people will do that.
Some people,
because they don't like their job.
Okay.
But literally, what happened was, well, we're done eating or whatever. We're just sitting there, and I'm like, he's really cute. Like, do I just be like a boss woman right now and just be like, here, give me your number? But I didn't do that. So my friend went up to get some water or whatever, and I guess he had given her a piece of paper with his number to give to me. And she was just like, girl, you doing too, this is just too much. And I was like, no, like, you never know. I would have never maybe seen him again, and that could have been my soulmate.
Right, you never know.
Now, we went to Popeyes on our first date, but,
y'all got that sandwich.
That might be my soulmate.
That sandwich, right.
Y'all got that sandwich.
That could be somebody's soulmate waiting them lines.
I'm kidding.
Now, what you do is you get that check, and then you write the number on the back of the check. I've gotten many numbers
that. Oh, that's very
true. No experience like that at all. When I used to bartend,
told you about that in my past life.
So who is someone that you would love to work with?
Oh, God. I feel like I've been getting to work with a lot of people I've always wanted to work with. I mean, Viola Davis.
Right.
I mean, like, literally, I'm just, like, pinching myself. Like, that happened?
How was that? How was that knowing that it was going to happen?
Right.
You know what? So, here's the story, right? Y'all want the 401? Okay.
Yeah, come on.
So,
yes,
I was in Chicago filming Empire, and this audition for Murder, How to Get Away with Murder came up, and I was like, oh, my God. I literally did the self-tape in my shower in the hotel.
Yep.
Because that's all I could
do. Hashtag actors.
Okay. For all those that say they can't do it,
you gotta
do it.
And I booked it, so you know, it works. So I did the tape, and literally they change all the names on the script, you know, for confidentiality stuff.
Right.
And so I didn't have any idea who I was gonna have dialogue with or whatever. So when I got the role, I was like, oh my gosh, like, ah! And then I see the actual script with the actual actors who I'm going to be working with.
That part.
I mean, I get some of Viola, I get some of Rome Flynn, I get some of Asia Naomi King.
Come on.
Like, I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, it was so perfect. And I love this show. This was one of my favorite shows on TV. And so to really get to be on that before it went off was like, it's insane to me. So,
nice. How many times did you repeat calling her "you stupid"? Was it? I ain't gonna say that. I don't know if we can be explicit. How many times did you have to practice that? Like, girl, let me say that one more time too, right. See if I can feel it.
We got to say it a lot. Right. And she was like, "Girl, just let me have it." I had to call Viola the B word. In the last episode, so it was fun.
Yeah, one of my friends is actually the officer who handcuffed Viola, and he was like, "I'm so scared. I don't want to break her arm. I don't want to." I was like, "Yeah, you're gonna be blackballed if you do that." It's like that is just—it's crazy. But yes, that's an amazing compliment. So
thank you. And her
energy and spirit. Yeah,
you know, like because there's some actors who you'll meet and you'll be like, "Oh, okay." Like it doesn't go the way you would hope, but I really didn't know what to expect. And from the moment that I saw her, I walked up to the makeup trailer, and I was in the makeup trailer. She walked up. She's on her phone, and she just gives me the biggest smile, and I was like, "Oh my god!" And on set. The most funniest person in the world, and we got to talk like girlfriends. She telling her husband, "Oh, Alexandra's laughing at my ass." I was like, "Oh my god,
that's dope. That is so dope."
Wow.
Well, I don't want to take this moment to thank you both for joining me in the studio, and also shout out to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos for allowing me to come here week in and week out, sharing you these amazing stories that you don't get to hear anywhere else, and the nitty gritty. And also, thank you so much for Brookshire. You can find a full season one of Inside the Black Actors Studio on the On Channel. That's www.onchannel.com. You can find the entire season one. Go check it out right now. After the show, obviously.
We'll check that part out.
You'll find it. So, basically, we're going to get into some fun here. Okay, this is a special segment.
Is there shots?
I mean, this whole thing was fun, but yeah, actually,
we got vegan shots.
Can we bring in some tequila, please? Because that's my favorite now.
Oh, vegan shots.
Vegan shots.
For my brother here.
We have some vegan everything. So,
all right. So this is a little segment of the show. That is called fast questions. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you questions, and you're going to tell me the answer, the first thing that pops in your head. Okay.
Okay.
First thing that pops in your head, Brookshire. We're gonna start with you.
Boom.
What is your favorite sound?
The fan. While I sleep at night. It used to be the air conditioning unit because I grew up sleeping right by the air conditioning unit where my bed was. I used to have to open the window up to hear that humming sound. People call it white noise, whatever.
Yeah.
But I like the sound of the fan kind of going in my ear. It kind of helps me sleep.
Okay. Alexandra, what is your least favorite word?
Oh, my God. Regular. You're lucky I can't curse. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Regular?
No.
I was going to say,
let's go with regular.
That was a read. He was trying to read.
It was a read, though, for sure.
Because you looked at me, you gave me that look. Regular.
Regular. Mm-hmm. Okay. What profession would you do, other than your own, if you had a choice right now?
Ooh, I probably would. That's a unique thing, because I feel like I'm in space where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Other than my own that I'm doing right now, can it be? Oh, I can't add to the question, right?
This won't be the first thing on your mind.
Right.
I'm about to scroll some things out and add some new lines to the question.
I'm gonna have to change the name of the segment.
Right, there should be a time limit on this bad boy. Next question. I guess it would be if I could do something else outside of this. It would probably. That's a hard one. I'm gonna say pass.
I mean, what else could you do?
I don't only guess that's gonna pass this question. anything. Teacher, doctor, nurse, lawyer. Designer.
I've sampled so many things in over the years.
Damn shit.
We go, Alexander, we go.
let's pass that.
You take this question, Alexander.
I would be a lawyer.
Yeah?
I would be a lawyer.
Why?
That is my dream. I want to play a lawyer on TV.
Okay.
That would be.
You think people would
Your Honor, my client is innocent. He will prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, you know.
That's how to get away with murder, get rubbed off a little bit, are you? Okay.
Right. I'm going to be better at this next throw out.
This next one? Okay. All right. Alexandra, what profession would you not want to do?
I would not want to be a doctor.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Wouldn't want to be a doctor.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. School and...
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Brookshire, what is something that turns you on?
Creatively, there's a lot of turn-ons.
What turns you on? The first thing.
Okay. Oh, a really good book. An audio book.
Okay.
A really good audio book.
Alexander's face.
Believe me. You're supposed to be talking about
telling the truth.
Like hair or like curves or like.
If audiobooks turn you on, then hey.
First thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First.
A really good audiobook, preferably motivational or business success.
I think this is the most fun I've ever had in this segment. It's all over. Alexander, what is something that turns you off?
Why you get the good question? I'm kidding. What turns me off is, I think egos or guys who just like are all into themselves. That kind of turns me off.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Brookshire.
You asking the same question?
No.
Oh.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
Alexandra. Taye Diggs or Denzel?
Oh, Denzel's such a good actor. But I would go with Taye Diggs.
Hey.
Like, we're talking about just a romantic thing. But Denzel, because, you know, he got a lot of money.
Denzel done went out her age racket.
He got that money.
Sugar daddy, okay?
He got that money. All right, and this question is for both of you, okay? If heaven exists and you meet God, what would you like him to say to you? Brookshire.
Well done. You completed what I needed you to do on this earth, because I do believe we're here to do something uniquely great that God has placed on the inside of us, and each person has that gift to do it. It's all about finding it and having the courage. Courage, Maya Angelou said, having courage to be able to go after it and actually pursue that gift to where the world can have it. Mm-hmm. So I would say God saying, well done.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess I would say the same thing, but I would flip it and say that what I would want to say to God, right? I would want to say thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me my life, because it's so unique.
Right.
My life, you know, it's like we can never wish that, oh, I had rich parents or my mom was there, because I'm living my best life, mm-hmm. and I could not be here if I did not go through 8 foster homes, if I did not have to transition, if I did not have to have my family disown me, like if I didn't go through any of that pain, I would not be here. So I am so thankful for every experience. Oh,
that's that.
Both of y'all, yeah. responses right there.
She is the best.
I love asking. Hallelujah.
I'm just trying to let you know.
That question, because you know it's amazing to hear the responses.
What's your response?
Oh dang! I've never been asked that. No, I would love to hear God say, "You've done a great job in changing lives."
Nice.
Because I believe that we're all here to, like you said, be that great influence on one another and help each other live the best lives that we can. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to motivate each other. And I don't see a lot of that happening, but we need to change the game.
Right.
You know, especially within our community, you know. And so this is one of the reasons why I want, you know, created this platform, so people can hear your stories and where you've come from and know that it gets better. And that where you are now, your circumstances don't describe your life. Mm-hmm. And so there's more after that.
Yeah.
So that's what, thank you for asking.
I appreciate first time. Can I just throw, ask her one question that I've just been on my brain going back to Empire? Most people, first few seasons, got a chance to, you know, sing, obviously do duos with Jesse. He's not there this season. How was that for you? Have you had a chance to chat with him? What, tell us about that. Because, I mean, obviously he's not there this season. Do you have...
You can't ask me any questions about sex. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, he is so sweet. I did get to talk to him and just, you know, send him love. I sent him love, and he's just been so supportive of me on the show and just been, like, wishing me so well.
Nice.
So I really love him a lot. And even though I didn't get to work with him on that set, and I met him years ago, but I feel his presence missed, right? Yeah. Like, I feel I miss him, and
I didn't
even work on the show before. But, he's wonderful. It's been wonderful. And also I'll say is that, you know, I've never seen a black trans woman on primetime television singing before, right? And so this, to me, I feel like, take myself out of the equation, I'm like, this is a moment.
Yes. Yeah.
This is like a moment
to
really say, and for Empire is a show that is a predominantly African-American show, and to have a trans storyline is just really major.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean? It's risky.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of those things. And it's just been so beautiful and to get to sing. So
nice.
Yeah. It's been wonderful.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Shout outs to Jesse.
Yeah,
He's an old friend of mine.
So Jesse has been talked about a lot last season inside the Black Actors Studio. And, you know, great love goes out to him.
Yep.
Shout out. So we're going to close this the show up with our quick game here. It's called Guess
Another Game?
That Actor. Okay. Yes.
Oh, hell.
Guess that actor.
Okay.
You're gonna be asking each other. I'm gonna be asking either one of you.
I need my good friend here for that one.
Two questions each. Okay.
Can we describe the actor?
No.
I guess you're doing that, right?
So, Richard, starting with you first.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This actress was the queen of a mythical African country.
Aaliyah, Queen of the Damned. No.
No, that's wrong.
I'm
going to
sit over here with you.
Angela Bassett.
There you go.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda.
Very good.
But I mean, she was the queen of the damn. I mean, Aaliyah was in there.
But that wasn't her African country.
I mean, who knows? I mean, we got to go deeper in the story.
There was a lot of white vampires in that movie. I don't know about that.
We just
got to
go deeper in the story. That's all right.
Alexandra, your turn. This actress said, "Everything you've done to me has already been done to you."
Oh, I got this. It was Whoopi Goldberg.
Hey.
Nice.
One of my favorite movies and books.
Nice.
I commend you for reading the book.
Does that turn you on?
Audiobook. You didn't say audiobook.
Audiobook.
You said you read the book, so no.
All right, Brookshire, here we go. This actor had a terrible training day.
Oh, let me see. What's that young man's name?
Stop.
Denzel Washington. Did I say his last name?
Hey,
you gotta make these questions a little bit more tougher.
I don't know if I can make it any tougher.
Okay. Please don't. Give me the intermediate beginner's level, please.
Oh, man. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. This actress is a legend and told the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman.
Miss Cicely Tyson.
Hey.
Oh, Cicely Tyson.
Wrong. Even though now that you said it, I would have gotten it right.
Did I say something funny? Cicely Tyson. Yeah. She had one of the best episodes the first season.
Oh, my God.
When she first came in that first season, oh, my gosh.
I was blessed enough to hear her speak at St. Tobias Church in Chicago. Man, I met her. Incredible.
She's a legend.
But yes. Okay, good job, guys. You did really good.
Can let me ask a question to you. Has there been any particular star, anyone that you've ever met, that made you kind of feel kind of like shell-shocked or like, you know, star-stunned? For me, it would be probably Eddie Murphy when I first met him. That was the first one. I meet a lot of people, but it was just like, oh, my God, that's Eddie Murphy next to me.
You know, I don't really get starstruck much, but I think... The highest I've been there was Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman, I just look up to him so much. He's an incredible performer. I mean, and then just becoming what he was at the age of 54. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I think I would get really crazy if I met The Rock.
Oh.
Because I've been a fan since I was 5. That's WWF.
A big dude.
Like,
right.
I would just,
his
I don't
career
even know.
Is very impressive the way that he has transitioned from television into
he's a
film,
box office
the way he's right. done it.
The charisma, most electrifying man, it's right. Fox Entertainment. Like,
that,
it's just,
that's what's next is that I'm ready to see myself at the box office.
Hey,
in an action movie. You know what I mean?
But you just know, don't mention just before we, like, you know, I know we're running out of here, but you just got, you're one of the movies shorts that you were in, not for a student Oscar award, and possibly an Oscar, right?
We won the student Oscar.
Correct.
And
yay.
We're on the shortlist for the Academy Awards.
There you go.
Right. I mean, so it's happening.
It's happening.
And I've been hearing her talk for a long time, so yeah.
Right, and
yeah.
then Gay Times Magazine,
oh
top
gosh.
10 trans actors to work to
watch. We could
watch.
Be here all day talking
you
about
know what I mean?
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
she loves to be talked about. So
but
like,
we
know.
Don't have all day. And I like to thank you. I like to thank both of you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
It's been amazing.
Thank
have fun.
Yes.
Hope you all had fun out there watching.
Yeah.
you can go check out, remember, the entire season one of Inside the Black Actor Studio on the On channel. Also, if you're watching this right now, don't forget to like, thumbs up, share, subscribe. We're on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can hear podcasts and my voice. You can stay tuned and watch that, folks. Go ahead and tell everyone where to find you, Brookshine.
Hey. Yes, again, y'all know. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to me. I'm your boy, Mr. Brookshire. You can find me definitely on Instagram, which is I Am Brookshire, Facebook, Brookshire Lafayette, and definitely all of our content on The On Channel. Like he said, www.theonchannel.com. And then, of course, if y'all are submitting anything y'all got out there, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Send it in. Go to the On channel, send it in, and we're looking to have it. And looking for you, definitely.
And
nice. Well, I am. Oh, to just I'll, to this camera right here.
To
okay,
the window,
yeah. Look at
you.
I had one job.
Picture mark.
One job, mark, girl. Well, you guys can find me on Instagram at Alexandra Gray Official. That's Gray with an E. People do spell it wrong in articles, and I'm just like, y'all gotta do better.
You.
I will catch it. Alexandra Gray Official. And you can find me on Twitter at one Alexandra Gray as well.
Awesome.
Nice.
And everybody, you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny
everywhere.
Royce. This is the last episode of the year, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great holiday and a great new year. And we will see you next year inside the Black Actors Studio. Love you all. Thank you for watching. Stay blessed.
Awesome.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.